In Zaire, preparations are reportedly underway for peace talks between rebels and President Mobutu Sese Seko's government. Both sides have agreed in principle to negotiations, which may begin in South Africa, perhaps as soon as next week. An untold number of Rwandan refugees have been dispersed by the five-month war. As many as 100,000 are alongside a railroad line in northeastern Zaire, where a relief train delivered them food yesterday and today. Kirk Day of Refugees International was on that train, and he says the people that he has seen are starving.
We went to what was once a camp for Rwandan refugees who had fled from Ubundu and basically started counting dead bodies. My own eyes, I saw at least 20, and it was a horrifying scene. They'd been dead for some time. Most had died from malnutrition and disease. And then there were an additional 15 to 20 people who would probably die within hours, even if they had received medical attention, which they did not.
And this was a relatively small number of a larger group that has been on the move in Zaire?
Yeah, these are the refugees that were left behind. There's a group at 41 kilometers south of Kisangani on the west bank of the Zaire River, numbering about 31,000. There's an additional approximately 30,000, 25 kilometers south of Kisangani on the same left bank, and then 7 kilometers south of Kisangani, an additional 10 to 20,000.
Now, who are these people? Where did they come from, and why are they so deep into Zaire?
They were forced by the fighting to flee farther west, and they had tried to go to Kisangani initially, but were turned south towards Ubundu, which was a very remote location. Fighting has come close to that town, and food was not coming to them regularly. They fled across the river and began heading north towards Kisangani because they were told by local Zairians that there was food in that town.
These are, I gather, mostly Hutu people from either Rwanda or Burundi.
Yes, the majority are from Rwanda. I think what is interesting to understand about the population of refugees now is that they are unanimously saying that they want to go home. And I think that that has a lot to do with a change in the demographics of the camp, meaning that a lot of the former intimidators, the Ekpar and Interahamwe, gone further west towards a town called Opala, and these refugees are now free to openly express desire to go home.
You mean that in the past they were under guard by Hutu militiamen from out of Rwanda who were not giving them the freedom to go back if they chose to, but at this point those militiamen have moved on elsewhere?
Yeah, it's not exactly clear where they are, but there's enough reports to make you pretty sure that they have headed west towards Upala.
What about transportation back to Rwanda? Is there any way of getting them back to Rwanda? And might the UN try to transport these people back to Rwanda?
Yes, I think that that is going to be required here. And the UN has begun preparations for such an exercise. These people are so tired that they cannot walk back towards Ubundu. What I would propose is a repatriation consisting of the following elements. Planes leaving from Kisangani full of food aid to the south, dropping it off at designated sites along the way. Then the train would return to Kisangani with sick women, children, and men to a transit center that could be established in Kisangani with a medical facility. Then you could begin to repatriate more healthy people using trucks.
And what actually is the Rwandan government's attitude toward these people? I mean, do they regard them in the way that, you know, the Allies in post-war Europe might have regarded the fleeing families of Nazis as a people who were all part of a genocidal regime and they deserve what they're getting?
The Rwandan government has been very conscious of not portraying themselves in the media in a negative way. They've always said that they would welcome the refugees home, although obviously many of the people of this 100,000 either had family members or maybe perhaps themselves participated in the genocide in some way. So you can imagine that Rwandans in Rwanda now might not be that enthusiastic about their return. But I can guarantee you that it is not just or humane solution to let them die in eastern Zaire.
Well, Kirk Day, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Kirk Day is a field representative for Refugees International. He spoke to us from Kisangani, Zaire.